Blog
well, and everybody's doing okay out there. I am Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. And our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. The last few shows, I talked about tips from the FDIC news, and I gave you tips regarding certain things about mortgages, also regarding smartphones, ATMs, and some other banking tips coming from the FDIC news. Well, tonight I will be sharing you some inspirational collection of stories, quotes, and Bible verses. And I hope that you will enjoy it as much as I did. There is no impossible situation that God can handle. He won't necessarily handle it your way, but he will handle it. Okay, admit it. Life is not always exactly what you had in mind. It hasn't played out according to the script, hasn't it? Well, not our script, anyway. The truth is, we don't always know what we need anyway. Life sometimes is too confusing, too busy, too loud, too real. When we try to keep matters into our own hands, we soon discover that we can't handle it. But God can handle it. He wrote the script, and He is quite capable of handling anything that comes every day that comes. Arriving at that place where we can honestly believe that God can handle it, whatever comes, requires that we put a few things in perspective. Seeing things the way God sees them makes a big difference in our approach to life, even if it doesn't turn out the way we thought it would. With a new focus in life, we make fresh discovery about God, ourselves, and the world He made. Whatever we face, God can handle it. Let's take a look at Jeremiah 32:17. Oh, sovereign Lord, nothing is too hard for you. We just have to put our trust in Him and let Him handle it. Nothing is too big for God. Just like Jeremiah 32:17 said, nothing is too hard for Him. I have never met anyone who became instantly mature. It is a painstaking process that God takes us through, and it includes such things as waiting, failing, losing, and being misunderstood. And so many of us are misunderstood, each calling for extra dosage of perseverance. The silent power of perseverance grows irresistible greater than time. Those who turn back know only the ordeal. They who persevere remembers their adventure. Let me read that again. Those who turn back knows only the ordeal, but they who persevere remembers the adventure. And that is very true. Listen to this quote: fall 7 times, stand up 8. That means every time you fall down, God will help you stand up. Falling 7 times, stand up 8. Just knowing that as many times you fall, God will pick you up. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap harvest if we do not give up. That's coming from Galatians 6:9. On days when life is difficult, and you feel overwhelmed, it helps us to remember in our prayers that all God requires of us is to trust Him and be His friend. I find I can do that. God is too kind to do anything cruel, too wise to make a mistake, and too deep to explain Himself. That is something that we need to really dwell and remember. God is too kind to do anything cruel, too wise to make a mistake, too deep to explain Himself. There is no greater joy than peace and assurance of knowing that whatever the future may hold, you are secure in the loving arms of our Savior. Let's go to Joshua 23:8. But you are too hold fast to the Lord, but you are to hold fast to the Lord your God as you have until now. That's coming from Joshua 23:8. Imagine this. Imagine walking through a dark room and sharply bumping your legs on the furniture. In a situation like that, the furniture is nothing more than an obstacle which must be avoided. Once you switch on the light, everything is different. That obstacle which almost tripped you is a comfortable wingback chair in just the right position for a quiet moment of reading a prayer. Much of life is like that. When you are in the doctors of discouragement, we don't see the thing that might trip or bruise us. When we are hurting, we don't understand that the thing caused the pain may have a much greater purpose than we have experienced. It takes the illumination that faith brings to reveal the true purpose of our Father has. In your life, are those really obstacles? Or would the light of God show them to be something else? Let's go to John, 1st chapter, 15th verse. The light shines in the darkness. That's God's light. Only God can make light shine in darkness. And we just have to look for that light, believe in that light. Sometimes God sends the brilliant light of a rainbow to remind us of his presence, lest we forget in our personal darkness his greatness and gracious promise to never leave us alone. We need to thank God that his love that arranges our tomorrows, as we may be certain that whatever tomorrow brings, his love sent it our way. Let's visit with Psalms 118, chapter 6. 118, 6th verse. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. Let's visit with another verse in Psalms. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. There's another one. Psalm 27. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Well, let me tell you a story about this young little boy. How he was afraid and had fear in doing something. But the story reads like this. A little boy had a part in a school Christmas play. He had one small line. When he and his dad had rehearsed numerous times, he had it down perfectly. But when the time arrived to make his entrance on the stage, the little fellow suddenly became very afraid. He was supposed to say, "It is I. Be not afraid." Instead, he came out as, "It's me, and I am scared." We know how much he felt, don't we? Sometimes we are afraid, and sometimes the wrong things come out of our mouths. Because many times when I've gotten on this show, I have pretty much lost for words. I had someone to come on and listen to me on the air last month, and I couldn't get nothing going. I was so afraid. But each of us have been there where we knew all the right answers and were afraid anywhere. Let's talk about, after we talk about a little child, Charlie Brown once said in a Peanut comment strip, "I have a new philosophy. I am only going to deal dread one day at a time." That means we need to deal with life one day at a time, because God can handle it one day at a time if we let him. We could try that a better way. Say, God, say, "It's me, and I am God. Trust me." Going back to Psalms 56:3, "When I'm afraid, I will trust you." God wants us always to be to trust him. Even due to storms and the things that we are going through, he wants us to have a complete faith in him and trust him. He will walk through. He will walk with us each and every day, one day at a time. Be not afraid. The Lord is with us. Have courage for the sorrows of life and patience for the small ones. And when you have laboriously accomplished your daily tasks, go to sleep in peace, because God is awake. While you are asleep, he's awake, protecting you, being there for you. Find a purpose in life so big it will challenge every capacity to be at your best. Leave the broken, irreversible path in God's hand and step out into the into the invisible future with him. Let's go to Luke 17:5. Let's increase our faith. Increase our faith with God. And going to my inspirational refreshment regarding faith. Faith. Keep alert, stand firm in your faith. Be courageous, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Faith is not something you commit to once you then don't think about it again. Instead, it is something that alerts you every day to possibility and opportunities. God has called you to live a life of vibrant faith, open to his direction, keeping your eyes on him. Day by day, you will see his faithfulness, and your faith will grow. Soon, you will stop worrying about what is around you, the next corner. You'll know with certainty that the two of you can handle anything. We live by faith and not by sight. We're visiting with 2 Corinthians 5:7. We live by faith and not by sight. You have probably heard it before. Seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing. It is more than a twist on a phrase. Your faith opens up to a new awareness of life around you. It enables you to see more from God's point of view. It reminds you that life is not just about the everyday reality, but also mystery and possibility. When you believe, you live according to the whole other reality with sights and sounds. unimaginable to faith eyes. Seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing. We live by faith and not by sight. Just think about the story I just talked about, the little boy who was afraid, who had rehearsed his part over and over again on numerous occasions. Instead of saying his part, "It is I, be not afraid," he said, "It is me and I am afraid." We say that on many occasions. We are afraid to face what's going to happen the next day. But we should not be. Psalms 27. "The Lord is the light of my salvation, whom shall I fear?" We should always put our faith and our fear in God and believe that He will get us through each and every day. He has unconditional love for us. Just think about how He died on the cross and suffered and how He was crucified. He had unconditional love for us. If He allowed His Son to suffer like that for us, don't you think that He'll get us through these things that we are going through? Sometimes it's kind of heavy, and sometimes it seems very unbearable, but He will certainly get us through. So all of these inspirational collection of stories and quotes and Bible verse, it all points out to that God can handle it day by day for us. Just give it to Him, and He'll get us through it. Be encouraged and knowing that God is there. Because I know what He's gotten me through thus far, He'll do the same thing for you. And also, if you've gotten to a certain point in your life that you feel that you're strong, you don't have those fears, you're given your troubles and whatever situation to God, reach out and give that. Reach out to someone else. There's someone else out there that you know and you probably see every day that are going through different changes. Reach out to that person. Show them how God has gotten you through where you have. Give them the word next week as you go about that God can handle it day by day. When you encourage someone else, you'll be encouraged. And it goes on and on and on. You'll see how happy, and you'll feel better about the situation because you've encouraged someone else. Never hold on to everything yourself. Share whatever you can with a neighbor, with a friend, with a coworker. Share the light that God has given you to someone else. Try to reach out to someone every day, and I am sure it will encourage you to get through the things that you are going through when you see that you have shown them some light to get through what they're going through. Encourage each other. Pray for each other, and pray for this ministry. Pray for Sheila and I to help to continue to go to the next step that God wants us to. Just like it says in the next chapter, this chapter doesn't end. Each time we turn the page, there's another chapter to be done by God. And He doesn't want us to stop there. But in these chapters is helping each other turn those pages getting through whatever we are going through together. He wants us to help each other each and every day, whatever we may be going through, help someone else, encourage someone else. That is the purpose of this ministry, is turning the pages, the next chapter, helping someone else, helping this ministry to grow. And it cannot grow just with Sheila and I. It has to grow with you too. Sharing the information, telling them about this show, this talk show, telling people about this ministry, are just telling them your testimony, how you are getting through each and every day. Tell your story. Continue the chapter of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Just remember what our purpose is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement. That's just not for Sheila and I. It's for you. Show someone else. It doesn't have to be a widow. It can be, so many people are losing their relatives, friends and family. So you can encourage someone else, and you'll be doing God's will with this ministry. And I just hope that you will have a blessed week. And just know that God can handle it day by day if you allow him to. And we love you, and hope that you will continue to tune in each and every Tuesday from 11 to 11:30. Just knowing that you can help these pages turn with the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. Have a blessed week and good night.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
When it's genuine.
You are.
I had my share. Of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God
glory.
When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know.
You favored me, because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favors me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world.